Usually Emil gives us a little, just a short review of where we were yesterday, and then perhaps we can pick up. Or if you're not prepared.
Of course, why break the habit? Are you awake? Are you ready? Good. Remember what we said yesterday. We're taking a trip. So you sit, you put your seatbelt on because we're moving on. We are taking a trip with Abraham and his companion. And that trip, we are going to learn in reality that you and I are doing the same thing. We are taking the same trip. We said yesterday that Abraham was living in Mesopotamia. Today it's around Iraq and Iran area. Very rich land, very civilized place. Abraham actually was very wealthy. He probably have one of those V12 supercharged, turbocharged CX3000 convertible camel. He had probably a big house, castle. He had a family heritage. His great-great-great-grandfather was Mr. Noah, who built the ark. And if you're actually living in the city where Abraham was living, in the castle, and you open the window and you look north toward today's Turkey, you see Mount Ararat there and you see the ark. Men have prestige, have everything going for him that any of us would like to have. But Abraham realized that all of this glory is really fading away. After all, Noah died. Yes, they have, I'm sure you study in the social study at school, the city-state in Mesopotamia where they have the laws and regulation. But people were just doing bad things. People were worshiping idols. And probably Abraham was looking around to see, is there any glory greater than what he sees around him? So he looked up toward heaven and he sees a moon comes up and shine. And the people in Mesopotamia worship the moon. Flood the whole valley and there was light at night. And probably Abraham thought, well, this is great glory. But then a few hours later, by 5 o'clock in the morning, the sun comes up and the moon disappears. And he sees the glory of the sun and he said, this is even great. This is glory. But a little cloud comes and cover that sun. And the glory disappears. And as Abraham was searching, Brother Chuck mentioned a word yesterday that there was an exercise. I don't know when you hear the word exercise, what do you think? You go to the meeting and you hear somebody saying, I have an exercise. And you say to yourself, what? Is he going to bring a treadmill to the meeting? What do we mean when we say somebody have an exercise or there is an exercise? An exercise is just like a physical exercise, a movement. As a result of having a burden. And you would do something about it. Spiritual exercise is the same thing. It's an inner movement towards something, and you want to do something about it. And is Abraham looking around, seeing all of that glory that is really to him is fading away? He tried everything, and you know what? Nothing's working. And all of a sudden, one of these days, the God of glory, something that's so great and so attractive, appeared to Abraham. And he heard a voice that was more beautiful and sweeter than all of those Mesopotamian idols. A voice of the living God. And he heard the voice saying, Abraham, get out. Everybody in Mesopotamia would say, Abraham, come on in. And the Lord is saying, get out. And that attraction caused Abraham to move. We said also that as Abraham decided to move, because he was attracted to a greater glory than all of the glory that's around him, his father, Terah, said, we're coming along. Now, as I told you yesterday, when you are going on a trip, what do? You get your GPS, right? You put your address there, and you say, okay, I am going now. Abraham has a GPS. It was a voice from heaven that was going to direct him. And remember, GPS is Global Positioning System, but for the Christian, it's God Positioning System. And every one of you have one. It's right there in your hand. It's called the Bible. And you need a communication from heaven, and that's the Spirit of God who gives you direction or where to go. But Abraham has with him Sarah and his father, Terah, and his nephew, Lot. And Lot and Terah, I imagine, were sitting with Abraham. Abraham holding the steering wheel of the camel. Sarah's sitting next to him. And in the back seat, you have Terah and you have Lot. Now, many of you have experienced a backseat driver, right? He tell you, turn your GPS off. I know the road. I'm going to tell you what to do. Have you have any of these people sitting in the back there telling you, turn left, turn right, do this, do that? Well, Terah was the same way. He said, Abraham, listen, I'm going to take charge here. I will tell you what to go. As a matter of fact, why didn't you get out and let me take the lead? They get to the land of Haran, which is not really Canaan. And they stop there. And Terah said, let's take a break here. Let's just sit here, get a little something to eat, and then we'll move on. Well, it took them about 75 years around that thing. Maybe 50 years. Maybe 100 years. You've got to calculate it and find out how long they stayed there. And they stayed there. And Terah died. Now, you and I have heard the voice of the Lord calling you. If you are sitting here and have not known the glory of the Lord, the voice of the Lord that is calling you out of this boring world, please listen. And don't go home. Don't go home unless you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And if you are going along for the Lord because you got saved, and then there was a terror in you, just like I have one in me, who start dragging you backward and telling you, well, listen, enough of this spiritual movement, enough of this Christianity. Let's just stop here a little bit and take a break. Let's just move back to the old ways. After all, you know what? There is a lot of struggle, just so you don't know about it. So just sit and relax. You are not sitting and relaxing, you are going backward. And Abraham had to sit in the land of Haran. And then finally Terah died. The Lord doesn't change his views. We heard the word separation yesterday. So we heard the word exercise and we know what it is. It's a movement, God word. It's an inner movement. We heard the word separation. And separation, as I said, in the case of Abraham, it's easy. Get thee out. It's a geographical movement. For you and I, we're not going to move probably from the town where we live or the city where we live. That's not the idea. The idea is a movement, morally speaking, spiritually speaking. I will separate myself from everything that is associated to that word. Also, I still go to college. Also, I still am in the high school. But I am completely moving along with the Lord away from all old association that I have to have. So remember that. We're talking spiritual movement here. And now Abraham in chapter 12 finally hears the voice of the Lord saying, remember what I told you? Get out. And Abraham takes charge now, takes everything out, and he goes into the land of Canaan. Chuck, we could go from here.